This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. ESPN3, the online streaming channel of the sports media giant, is a key place for less mass-market sports in America, like cricket or volleyball. But it's growing its share of college sports, including football, and schools eager for the exposure are finding creative ways to join this network. From Macon, Georgia, Susanna Capelluto reports.
Tomorrow, the Mercer Bears will play their first Southern Conference football game against Furman. The Bears football program is only a year old, but already their games are live on the ESPN3 web stream. Athletic director Jim Cole says the school spent $150,000 to make that happen.
We were one of the first in football to pick that up, run with it, and self-produce an event for ESPN.
Mercer University built out a TV control room, added some fancy cameras, and lots of fiber cable.
And I'm looking for name ID for Mercer. You know, kids understand what ESPN means, and so we view it as a recruiting advantage as well.
ESPN3 likes the free content from schools like Mercer. It's part of a business strategy called the School Production Initiative, says ESPN's Jason Bernstein.
There's the ability for us to leverage our position in the marketplace to deliver a Mercer college football game in the same app that houses Monday Night Football.
As long as they are high-quality productions, that's the case with Mercer. It has a professional producer and director with a staff of 20 students who work for free.
Being paid to me really isn't important. It's more about my career.
Emanuela Rendini is a journalism major. For now, she's a grip during football games.
I really want to be a reporter, and to be able to do that, you need to start from the bottom and work your way up. And have an ESPN on your resume when you graduate is really big to me.
She'll leverage that ESPN name and help her school add to the more than 7,000 exclusive live productions on ESPN3 this year. And knowing that 95 million ESPN subscribers could watch her Mercer Bears take on Furman this weekend is worth it. In Macon, Georgia, I'm Susanna Capelluto for Marketplace.